Well, welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is a great day. Nice fall day here at Worldwide KFUO. A couple of fun things to look at, to talk about today. We have we've had a chance to talk with one of our national blue ribbon schools so far, and get to talk with another one today. We'll head to Mount Prospect, Illinois, and visit with St. Paul Lutheran School there, recognized as a national blue ribbon school. We'll talk with them. And in the second half, Sarah checks in with one of our missionaries serving the Lord in Asia. Hope you can join us for both conversations. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find them in our sponsor section at KFUO.org. Just look for the CUW logo. Joining me by phone this morning, Jennifer Hines, principal of St. Paul Lutheran School in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Jennifer, welcome.
Well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. How are things at St. Paul Lutheran School in Mount Prospect this morning?
They are very great. I'm getting ready to take a little trip to Washington, D.C. to pick up our award, and also take a look at the conference that they have there for us, all of us Blue Ribbon winners. We're very excited.
How nice, and how exciting to have Lutheran schools represented among these Blue Ribbon winners, and glad that St. Paul is chosen to be one of those. Tell us a little bit about Mount Prospect, Illinois, the community where St. Paul Lutheran School is.
Oh, yes. Our St. Paul has been a part of Mount Prospect as long as there has been a Mount Prospect. We celebrated our church and school centennial 4 years ago. Our village is going to celebrate the centennial next year in 2017. So it's we've grown up and they've grown up all together. A lot of the founders of the village were members of our church, and there's still a tight weave here. Folks from our church and school are involved in civic events, and they own businesses here. They're very involved. It's really a blessing to be here. It's part of our success, I think. Our public servants here are they're beyond compare, very collaborative with the schools, with all the schools. And the public school district is very excellent and collaborative as well. So we are just very blessed to enjoy a wonderful relationship with everybody here, elementary and high school as well.
It sounds like St. Paul is an integral part of this community. As you've grown up together, as you mentioned, through the years, St. Paul has really been an integral part of the community. They go together very well.
Absolutely.
How long have you been a part of St. Paul Lutheran School?
I feel I'm a lifer. I've just realized that. I'm a lifer. I got here in 1990 as a teacher, and then while I was teaching, I was also part-time assistant principal under a wonderful mentor. And at the end of that decade, I took a couple years off to have my kids, and then I came back as principal in 2004. So I've been here. St. Paul has been my community of faith community for 27 years, and Mount Prospect as well. And now the fun thing about this, I'm going to tell you, is I am now seeing the kids that I taught that bring their own kids to the school. So I think that makes me a grandma somehow. And now I get to see them as parents themselves and working with me on PTL and things like that. It's just really a great community.
I'm sure that's encouraging to see those kids coming back and bringing their kids to their children to be a part of St. Paul. It obviously has had a strong impact on them.
It's fabulous. And, but we're not just that, because you don't want to just be a legacy school. You know, mm-hmm. We have many new families, and it's just the meshing of the folks who've been here for a long time and the folks who are brand new but love it. Sometimes that doesn't always mesh in a church or a school, but God has blessed us right now that it is just a really good mix and a lovely place to be.
Where would we find, for our listeners not familiar with Illinois geography, where would we find Mount Prospect, Illinois?
Okay, well, we are northwest of Chicago, about 20 miles. Right now, as they're getting ready for the Cubs parade, I'm sorry, I know where you are, but some of our kids are probably going there. But so we're down the tracks about 20 miles.
Down the tracks about 20 miles. So,
20 miles west.
Aha. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So in the kind of the west suburbs of Chicago.
We call them northwest suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just a little excitement going on there this
just
week, huh?
A little bit, yeah. We started with Halloween and then, oh, wow.
And then I'm sure many of the families excited. This is, for many of them, probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Pretty much, yes. A lot of blue and red going on here.
I bet. So celebrating being a Blue Ribbon school at Chicago, lots of blue and red this week as well.
You betcha.
With the Cubs winning the World Series. I'm sure much celebrating going on. Now, let's talk a little bit about who the school serves. You mentioned that certainly those families that have come back through generations, but also reaching new families in the community as well.
Yes. You know, we are supported a great deal by our church, St. Paul Lutheran Church. That's our sponsoring church, and there's no way that a school like ours could be successful without that. Most Lutheran schools, the LCMS schools, obviously, very large school system from that church, and we were all set up decades ago to serve the children of the congregation and to inculcate the Lutheran faith. But we have a lot wider reach now, and so everyone is welcome at our school. We serve those who are not Lutheran, but who want their children educated with a Christian perspective. We have pastors' kids from other churches here, which is lovely. There are also families from other faith backgrounds as well as no faith background. So it is a lovely mix. To those folks, we offer an introduction to the love of Christ in a Christian community. And I'm going to tell you, there have been plenty of children and families from our school who have been baptized after having first been introduced to God's Word here at school.
Well, thanks be to God.
Indeed.
For that witness that happens in the classroom, as the children hear God's word and then bring that good news into their homes.
That's exactly what happens. It's a beautiful thing when you can have a family come back, perhaps in the office or a parent conference, and say, you know, we never knew how to teach our kids to pray, or we never prayed, or we never knew about it, but we started with the prayer, the meal prayer that the kids learn at snack time in preschool, and then we brought the child to Sunday school, and here we are. We want to be baptized. That's the reason we're here.
Thanks be to God. Well, speaking of God's word, when and how do students learn and hear God's word at St. Paul Lutheran School in Mount Prospect?
Well, there are certainly the typical ways, as you would expect. We have systematic daily Bible study and memorization. We have faith class, a variety of discussions as the kids get older. We're through eighth grade. We're preschool through eighth grade. So as the kids get older, we also have classes about being faithful in a world that is not necessarily Christian, that sort of thing. So those are ways that kids learn about being a faithful participant in a community that's Christian and also not. We also offer a lot of opportunities for classes to participate in service projects, and all kids appreciate those and learn from them. And the usual thing that comes back, especially from the parents who accompany them or the older kids, is, you know, we probably got more out of this being the servants than the folks we served, which, as you can probably think things like that too. I got to share with you one of the most wonderful aspects of our church and school. Most Christian schools have chapel services every week for students, and we do too. Usually those services are kind of like mini adult services, and they have a liturgy and all that kind of thing. And ours used to be like that. But about 9 or 10 years ago, we started working with our pastors and our children's minister and some drama teachers. Some of my teachers are all about good drama. We started writing and presenting more age-appropriate chapel messages to the kids. And this has been a giant blessing. The chapel services are now have fun themes. They have recurring characters. They have kid participation. They have God sighting challenges at the end. There's secret eighth grade man on the video, and one of the eighth graders every year is a secret eighth grade man looking around for agents of God to do good, this sort of thing. That's what our chapel is about. And it has been so effective that kids love going to worship, love going to chapel. There are parents that stay for this every week, and there's kids that come back from high school because they miss it. So it's not just sitting in class, you know, only with Bible study, but it's a whole bunch more is making sure that the kids know that they are the hands and feet of Christ.
They're given opportunities to dig in deep to God's word and hear specifically what it means for them, the child of God, and how God equips them to serve and to be faithful servants in their community.
Right. And then we want them to go out and do it. Mm-hmm. And we do it with them.
Yeah, giving them those practical applications,
Absolutely.
Those practical opportunities as well. Well, let's take a look at a typical day at St. Paul in Mount Prospect. Now, tell me about you mentioned you serve up to eighth grade. Does it begin with kindergarten?
It begins with preschool. So we have 3-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so a typical day is there's no typical day. It's almost like running three separate schools. We're one big school. So we have 3 preschool rooms. We have 2 kindergartens and one grade, 1st through 8th. And in that, you know, everything has to be age appropriate. So while the little kids learn about Jesus in circle time, the bigger kids may be talking about comparative religions or what they might face in high school. So that is, like I said, it's going to be a different focus for each grade. But a typical day is that we come in and we do, every class starts with prayer. And every day in class starts with prayer and with a focus on Christ in some age-appropriate way, and start with a pledge of allegiance too. And then we are a state-recognized school, so we are about the business of educating children with excellence. So our teachers are certified, and they certainly strive to be very well acquainted with the best practice in teaching all of the classes.
So from the youngest 3-year-olds all the way up through 8th grade, a variety of things. What does a typical morning look like? When does that morning start for you, for the students?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we start about 8:30. We start at 8:30. Little kids start a little later. They mm-hmm. start at 8:45. And we just go through the day. We have in junior high, there's the typical periods with the bells ending, you know, as they go through their course of science and math, reading, history. We do teach government. And then we have elective classes, that sort of thing, so they can choose fun things. Well, everything should be fun, but fun to them, like cooking or some music classes, art, like that. For the younger grades, it is also, the children stay with their teachers for the most part, but we do have courses like, you know, they go to gym, they go to computer class. We are very blessed with donors who have helped us remain very up-to-date on technology, I would say. Mm-hmm. I'm very blessed that we are able to have those things available for the kids so that they can learn to navigate what they're going to need to navigate technologically speaking when they go to high school.
What would you say is unique or special about St. Paul in Mount Prospect?
Well, besides what I mentioned, because I think the thing that I mentioned about it's a great mix of people coming back from mm-hmm. legacy folks, and then new people. It's a great mix, and that doesn't often happen. But I also think our size is a nice size where we are able to offer children a lot of choice in things to do, classes, extracurriculars. Yet it's not too big where kids get lost. There's a lot of individual attention, and also, for instance, our philosophy in sports and extracurriculars, we don't cut anybody off of teams and that sort of thing, because our philosophy is, while God may not have gifted you to be the best athlete, we want you to be on the team, enjoy it, and learn. And I recognize that bigger schools maybe can't do that because that would be impractical, but we are at a good size where we still are able to do that. And so I believe that what's different about us is that we can give the best of both worlds in some cases.
That is one of the nice things about Lutheran schools, is that we can, you know, kids can experience a lot of different things that they might not in another setting, just because that when you're in a smaller setting like that, it opens the door for more opportunities. You might not be the best at that sport, but you get a chance to learn about that sport, to practice it, to practice right along others who might have a stronger skill set in that area.
But exactly.
Gives you a chance.
That's the same in the curricular areas. We know that God didn't gift everyone to be a math genius, but the math geniuses are going to have their days where they can shine too, and the other kids, everyone is going to get to try to be their best. We're pushing kids to not to be all the same, but to be just the next step better, wherever God has gifted them. So I think that philosophy is a big part of it, and my staff up and down from eighth grade down to the three-year-olds, everyone believes that we got to take a look at a child and work with parents and a lot of prayer and just make sure that we're helping kids achieve where they need to be and not expecting them to be all the same.
When did you first find out about the being chosen as a Blue Ribbon school?
Well, this is the first time we had ever... It's a long answer to your short question. The first time we had ever applied. So we did apply, and there's a bit of back and forth via email when this happens, and perhaps they are asking for more documentation about something you have said. So I think at that point I should have known that we were going to get it. And then we did get a letter right before September 28th, I think, is the day that they announced it, and they sent us a letter just before that thing, well, you should have the TV on during that, or you should tune in to that. So we knew right before that we were going to be honored in this way, and that was at the end of September. It was great fun.
And so how did the students learned about this honor, and what do they think about it?
Oh, yeah, it's big fun. Well, we celebrated right away. We put a big blue ribbon up on the school, and some kids were away to a field trip, so when they came back, they saw that. Now, some of the little kids didn't know what it means, but they just knew it was a party, so it was going to be good. Then we gave every child a little blue ribbon to wear with a little explanation of the award, and, of course, we rolled out the information to our parents and our schools and got a lot of lovely letters of thanks and support. Prior to, of course, we're going this weekend or next week to D.C., but prior to that, we had our blue ribbon party. So that was a couple Thursdays ago, and we just had a big blue cake, and we had a big blue balloon drop, which is all kinds of fun. And so we're just celebrating in that way, just to say yay and thank you to parents and teachers, kids, and thank you to our church and our community, because it is a total group effort to make. It's just going well and lovely here. We're blessed, and it's everybody.
How have the teachers responded to the news?
Oh, big happy. it's a lot of work, sir. Every year a school goes through and makes sure that we're achieving the best results on our school improvement plan, and we go through accreditations and that sort of thing to make plans for ourselves. So this had been something that we had been working on for 4 or 5 years, just to make sure everything's in place and you have to achieve certain test scores, the cut scores. But besides that, you have to have other programs in place and document what you're doing, document your programs and the credentials of the teachers, all that, as well as document some of the part in the community that we serve. So teachers were very excited because it's a lot of work. But I'm going to tell you, even if we hadn't, won this award, our school is better for it. It is just it's just a constant process of self-improvement, which every school should be, everybody should be. And so this is just the icing on the cake, actually.
I'm sure a very rewarding time for everyone. It is the work of education alone is very challenging, and to be recognized for outstanding education like this is certainly exciting.
Very exciting.
Now, the award ceremony in Washington, D.C., tell me about that.
Well, we are invited. There are events Monday and Tuesday. And having not been there before, I don't know that much about it. perhaps your previous school that you interviewed knows a little bit more. They've been there, I think. But so we will go and find out. I do know that I've been getting invitations to networking events and that sort of thing. So we're just I'm excited to just go and meet other educators and see what opportunities that this award allows us.
How exciting. Now, I gather you'll be bringing that that award back here to back to Mount Prospect and putting it proudly on display for all to see.
It's going to be somewhere good, yeah.
What does it mean to you as a principal to be recognized as a National Blue Ribbon School? What does this mean from here on out?
Well, you know, what it means is affirmation that our processes are sound. Like I said, our goal here is to bring an excellent education with a Christian setting, Christ as its center. What it means is we just keep doing the process of delivering education soundly, taking a look at our improvement plan and improving upon that every year. I don't know that we're going to do giant curriculum changes. I'm not a big one for change for change's sake, and I'm not a big one for slamming things on people, quick change. We tend to do things gradually here and make sure everybody is on board and understanding the reason why this is the best practice for education, for example, if we start something new. So that's how we'll continue to roll. But it is a blessing to know that the things that we've started and the things that we've changed, even if they, you know, sometimes it's a little tricky making changes, and eventually it works out if everyone's on board with the goal. And so that's what we're going to keep doing, because it has been rewarded now. The things that we started and made adjustments through time, we'll just keep doing that same process because we want to make sure the kids are getting the best education. It's all glory to God if we can send out very educated young Christian missionaries into the world. That's what we're trying to do.
What do you think about Lutheran schools being recognized as National Blue Ribbon Schools?
Yes, all kind of fabulous. I mean, there's all kinds of Lutheran schools doing exactly what we're doing, and I don't get to go to Washington, so I would say it is a beautiful thing. Lutheran schools are a blessing to so many communities. They do things in different ways than we do, perhaps, because they serve a different community, but, you know, God bless Lutheran schools and people of faith who continue to do the work there, because it's not often, like you said, it's in education, you don't often get recognized. So this is very cool. But I'm going to tell you the best thing in our hearts is to see kids who can comfort each other with the love of Christ if something's going on in their lives. That is a blessing. That's something that we do here, and that's rewarding to us. We are also very gratified when we see kids being baptized or families coming to join the community of faith. And also, like I said, kids coming back as grown-ups themselves, because they know this is the place they want to raise their families.
How can we find out more about St. Paul Lutheran School in Mount Prospect, Illinois? Just under a minute left.
Sure. Here's how you do it. www.saint-paul.org. So saint-paul.org is our website, and we have a Facebook page as well. It's St. Paul Lutheran Church and School.
Very good. Pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hines, principal of St. Paul Lutheran School in Mount Prospect, Illinois, and National Blue Ribbon School, going to receive that award very soon in Washington, D.C. Jennifer, thanks so much for being my guest today, sharing with us about this exciting award for St. Paul.
You are a blessing to me. Thank you for what you do as well.
God's peace.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, Sarah Golseth checks in with one of our missionaries serving the Lord in Asia. Hope you can stick around for that conversation. More Faith and Family right after this break.